It looks like the same big yellow bus you've seen forever, and sounds like it too. But look closer, says Dallas County Schools Superintendent Rick Sorrells.
You'll see something that's kind of sticking out just a little bit there, and there's cameras, multiple cameras in there, and that's the cameras that affect the stop arm. When the stop arm is out and people run past it, it takes photographs of the license plates.
Sorrells says videos of passing cars have been forwarded to Dallas police to nab bus stop sign runners. The camera has even helped track down hit-and-run violators. Sorrell keeps walking around the bus.
In front, you'll see there's a camera right there below the hood ornament. If a small child were to run across in front of it, that driver can see that, in fact, there's a student that's there.
Running buses is one of Dallas County School's biggest jobs. The system, the nation's fourth largest, serves kids from Richardson to Duncanville and districts in between. Sorrells walks to the back of the bus, where there's another little dark glass dome above the door, what he calls the pedophile cam.
It can note if there's something that takes place where there's some suspicious activity behind the bus. If the bus is getting ready to back up and a student can't be seen here running behind it, it provides safety for that student there also.
And this is just the outside. Sorrells steps inside, but before he even climbs up to the seats, he stops at the thumb scanner.
User not recognized.
Clearly it identifies very easily for the driver that this student is not a student that's been authorized to be on this vehicle. If you were and your fingerprint was authorized.
Verified, thank you. Previously verified.
Previously verified. So then we know that that's a student that should be on this bus.
There are more cameras inside by the driver, next to his screen. There's another dome camera in the middle. There's a system for the driver to call headquarters in emergencies, and all the seats have high backs and belts.
When they come in, all the students are giving a code of conduct that they know what they're required to do. The driver, as they get the students on, ensure that the students are buckled up in their seatbelts.
Back inside the county school and police building, Dallas County School Officer Todd Teets says the new system on 850 buses has changed safety and security for 200,000 school kids across the county.
We have availability to be able to speak to the bus drivers. So it really helps us, in a tactical stance, be able to have more eyes and ears of what's going on live with the bus. We're able to track the bus, we're able to see what's going on, and be able to make sometimes some judgment calls a lot sooner than we would if we're having to send somebody halfway across the county.
Sorrell says the technology upgrades cost $10,000 a bus. Each big yellow bus weighs in at $100,000. While the county picks up the price, he says there's no additional cost to school districts. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.